Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
Welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Mike DiCasola. And Mike is here from Diocesan, is it Diocesan Media, Diocesan Communication? What's the name of the company that you're representing, Mike?
It is actually just Diocesan.
And this company has become an important part of several parishes in the Diocese of Orange. And in a couple of minutes, Mike is going to explain exactly why. But before we get there, Mike, would you please lead us all in a brief word of prayer?
I'd love to, Rick. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be working with the people of the Diocese of Orange and reaching out to them through this wonderful technology that you've prepared for us today, technology such as radio waves and things like mobile apps and those types of things. And so we just ask you to bless this conversation and bless all the people who are listening in and help them to be not afraid as we try and reach out to those of the faith on this digital continent. In Christ, we make this prayer. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And again, we're talking with Mike DiCasola, who is involved with Diocesan, a company that works with the Internet in making applications. And in this case, the application that we're talking about is one that has been introduced about a year ago to our diocese. And in the Diocese of Orange, it's been taken up by several parishes, and it's an app to help improve, well, communication amongst other things, but many things in parish life. Mike, can you give us a little bit of an introduction to what your internet app does?
Yeah, so my parish app it's a mobile app. So it's for your mobile devices. It's for your iPhones, your iPads, anything that's connected as a mobile device, both Apple and Android devices. So you can find it on an app store, if you will. That's a good way to kind of clarify what type of application it is. It is a mobile app. But it's really designed to do two things for a parish. One is to help connect with parishioners where a lot of us are listening today. I'm sure, Rick, you probably have a phone right in front of you right now, and most of us, as we go throughout our day, have a phone with us at all times. It's kind of interesting. I just heard a recent study that was done. It was actually done towards the end of the year where they polled all the different participants of this survey, and they said, how often do you have your mobile device with you? And, of course, 94% of them said that they have their phone with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's probably not surprising to many of us. So the first thing that we're trying to do is really equip parishes with this modern-day way to reach out and connect with their parishioners where we know they're present and listening today. And again, that's on these mobile devices that we all have with us at all times. I think it's awesome when you go back and you look at Pope Emeritus Benedict and how he was the first one to really step forward and say, you know, we can't look at the internet, we can't look at mobile technology as something to be avoided as if it's evil. And we're all, you know, very much aware of the ways that these phones can intrude into our lives. And, you know, I'm a father of five, and I've got teenage daughters and sons and younger sons, and I watch the way that this technology tries to always invade their space, and I'm constantly concerned about that, right, as I'm sure many people are out there today with their kids. And yet Pope Emeritus Benedict is the one that told us that, you know, we need to be, you know, citizens out there on the digital continent. We need to go out there and embrace this technology and really change it, you know, bring Christ into this space as well. So that's an important part of the mission of the app, if you will, is to allow parishes to reach out to people through this technology. But more importantly is the second part of that mission, and the actual tagline for Diocesan and my parish app is Catholic Life Every Day. And so what we're trying to do is inspire people to live out their Catholic faith on a daily basis using technology that we're always, you know, we always have access to. I like to tell people, if you want to see how people use mobile technology, watch them when they're bored. You know, if you're sitting in the dentist's office or something waiting for your appointment, you know, and watch what they do on their phones, you know. and they're just swiping around looking for something to do, or maybe they're checking Facebook, or you know, maybe they're playing Candy Crush. And if we can provide, you know, just one very quick, easy to access option on that phone that's maybe something other than going to Facebook or something other than going to, you know, Candy Crush or some other game on the phone, maybe they tap that app and they say a prayer, you know. Maybe they tap the app to find out where Mass is going to be held later that day. Maybe they set a prayer reminder or a reminder to go to confession. So, again, that's really it. It's communicate where people are present and listening, and then inspire them to live out their faith on a daily basis.
Okay, I know there are a number of different applications out there that are Catholic-oriented. So I could think of one. So, for example, like the EWTN app, it has a Bible app. It has the daily readings. It has the ability to get some other information on it. But it's kind of a national app, and it's not localized. What you're bringing here is something that allows for you to have readings in the normal Catholic universality, but also a very localized experience. Is that fair to put it that way?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think it's great that there's so many amazing Catholic apps out there. Last I checked, if you go onto the App Store and you search for Catholic apps, I think there's more than 2,500 Catholic apps available on the App Store.
Wow.
Which, you know, on one hand, you know, there's who knows how many apps on the App Store right now, but the fact that there's more than 2,500 that have the word Catholic in their description is pretty amazing. And most of them are like you say, you know, like the EWTN app is a great app. I have a whole screen on my phone that's all my Catholic apps, and you know, I have my iBreviary app in there, and the Laudate app, and you know, the Pope Francis app. So there's lots of great apps out there, but like that EWTN app, a lot of them are designed for one person and their faith. And while there's a lot of those aspects built into my parish app, again, the difference is that our app kind of mimics the hierarchy of the church. Because as we look at the Diocese of Orange, you know, when you've got the bishop there that's the teacher of the diocese, but of all the faithful, the flock in the diocese. But then really, for most lay people like ourselves, you know, the way that we are designed to really approach the church is through the parish. And so by being a parish app first and foremost, we get that local community being built along with all those other individual prayers and other devotions and things like that that hopefully we're practicing on a daily basis. So it's kind of a mix of both. You know, you get that the ability to do that personal prayer and your devotions and things like that that you can get on a lot of apps, no question. But also doing that through the context of the app of the parish. I'm sorry, through the context of the parish, getting those communications and being able to stay connected back to your parish at the same time is, I think, what really makes or has made my parish app so popular in such a short period of time.
So this, and just to clarify for anyone who's listening, this isn't really meant to be an infomercial that then you were going to ask you to buy something at the end. The app in the Diocese of Orange is free to the parishioners of the parishes that are participating. And right now, all parishioners throughout the Diocese of Orange can sign up for it. Just not every parish is participating. How does that work?
Well, the app is always free to anyone who wants to download it. So that will, you know, you don't have to register or sign up. You don't have to give us your name or anything. All you have to do is just go and download the app, My Parish app, and we'll give you some info on how to do that. But when you download the app, you can get it. And then one of the things that it'll do is it'll ask you to search for your parish and when you launch it the first time. And right now in the Diocese of Orange, every single parish has the My Parish app. So if you look in the list, if you're standing, you know, at your parish on Sunday, your parish is going to be at the top of the list, and you would tap that, and it would load your parish's app. Where some parishes have taken advantage of the offer through the diocese is that the app is usually there's a fee for the app for a specific parish to use the app. So nationally, if you were just if your parish leadership called up and said, "Hey, we want to use My Parish app in my parish," there'd be a small startup fee and a monthly fee for that. But in the Diocese of Orange, through the Orange Catholic Foundation and an agreement that we have with them, basically every parish in the diocese gets My Parish app free of charge. So if you're someone that's working at the parish and you weren't aware of that offer, that's definitely something that you can do. You can sign the parish up, and then the parish gets to customize the app, change the background, make it look like their parish's app instead of you know, just kind of a basic looking app, and be able to start sending messages and set up events and set up you know, the directory and all sorts of things like that in the app.
So this kind of sounds a little bit like the next step after the parish bulletin, because the parish bulletin first was this paper thing, then it went to the websites. Now you can push out acknowledgments, you can push out advertisements, you can push out the next fundraiser that's coming up, or the next mass, or a reminder of things like confession times or other announcements. That's what this would be designed to do.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, I don't want to say that the app is like a replacement for any of those communication channels, because we don't look at it that way. You know, I like to say that in an information age, simply sending out information to people is not really good enough anymore. We need to be sending out things beyond information when it comes to the Catholic faith. But we do have to mimic some of the things that we see in kind of the secular information age's way of trying to communicate with people. If you think about your commute to work every single day, or maybe even just getting in your car and going to the grocery store, think about how many ways and how many times people are trying to communicate with you, whether it's a billboard, whether it's a text message, whether it's an email that pops up on your phone. If you're listening to the radio, perhaps there's some message being sent to you. So if you look at the secular world and the way that they try and communicate in this information age, they don't simply say, well, if I put an ad on the television, well, then everyone's going to get my message. Or no one says, well, I'm just going to send an email, and that's the only, you know, if I do that, then everyone's going to get the message. What we're trying to inspire people or help them to understand is, in the Catholic world as well, that you need to also be communicating across many channels. So the bulletin is still extremely effective. A website's an absolute must. You have to have a website. There's no question about that. And an app is another way that you can reach people where they are today.
You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Mike DiCasola from an organization called Diocesan. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and we're coming to you from the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio, high up on the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California. However, with me today, all the way from Michigan, is Mike DiCasola. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick.
And I understand that you're on the air with us, even though the line sounds really clear. You're way out in Grand Rapids in Michigan. That's where your corporate headquarters is for this app. Is that correct?
Yep. That's correct, yep.
And we've been talking a little bit about the benefits of this app and how the Diocese of Orange made an agreement with your organization called Diocesan, where the application for each of the parishes is available to the parishes in the Diocese of Orange for free. So if you happen to be a parish administrator or you work with the pastor in one of the parishes that hasn't been actively engaging this app, this is available, and anybody can sign up for it, but the parish can then take ownership of its portion of this app, design its background, design whatever the accoutrements are for it, and then start pushing out information. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell, yeah.
And that's we were talking before, it's one more but very important way to try to communicate with the parishioners. So for anybody getting on, they can go ahead and look at the basic Catholic material like the Mass schedules for, or the readings of the Mass. But if they want individual Mass schedules for their parish, the parish has to actually get on board, grab hold of the app, and then keep it updated. Mike, I want to ask you a question, though. Your company, Diocesan, it sounds like it's involved really only with Catholic material. What's the story of the company? And then I want to talk a little bit about you, your story.
Sure. Well, the company actually was founded about 64 years ago by one individual who bought a printing company here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and saw they were printing church bulletins, happened to be a devout Catholic himself, and really looked at that as an opportunity to take, you know, the ways he had been gifted by God and come up with a way to serve the church while also having a business that could employ people and continue to then reinvest back into serving the church. And so Diocesan Publications at the time was born back then out of that original printing company that was purchased and was serving a parish here in Grand Rapids, Michigan with a church bulletin. So fast forward 64 years later, the company is still owned by that same family, Catholic family. We still only serve the Catholic Church. You know, we don't serve non-denominationals or other denominations or anything like that. We're very strongly supportive of the church itself. And in all those years, we've grown out of just printing bulletins for parishes, and as the needs of the church have changed for communication, we've changed with them. So we've been involved in providing business management, parish management software to parish offices. We provide websites to thousands of parishes now. Sorry, I misspoke there, across the country. So building parish websites, and I've been doing that for more than 15 years, which is a pretty long time to be in the website building business. We also do custom banners. We do T-shirts, all sorts of different ways that you might not think of right off the bat when it comes to communicating the faith to the faithful and helping parishes communicate to their parishioners. So it's been very interesting. My Parish app, what we're talking about today, was launched on October 6th of 2014. So we're just coming up on our 3-year anniversary of having My Parish app out on the market today.
And so My Parish app really is in that tradition of having come out of parish communication within the Catholic Church. And this time it's not through printed material, it's through this individual user application, but tied to the parish itself.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you, Mike, what got you involved in all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm one of those that was born in the 1970s generation, early 70s, and for many people of that generation, before and after, you know, if I say the phrase, I was sacramentalized but not catechized, I think a lot of people understand what that means. So I kind of grew up as a cradle Catholic, and as soon as I got to college, felt quite comfortable simply walking away from my faith. And it wasn't until, I kind of walked out the door and never looked back. Although God was always there with me, you know, I think you hear that a lot from people that leave the faith and come back. You know, there's something there about that story of the prodigal son that, you know, even when you may not even realize that you're in a far distant country, but you always realize that God is there. And so that helped me a lot. But as I, you know, got a little older and decided, you know, that perhaps it was time to get married, those sacraments really spoke to me again. And, you know, so this idea of getting married, you know, I knew that was a sacrament. I knew it was important. And that just started a series of events that really just brought me, you know, both feet in back into the faith again. And really, you know, spent a lot of time since that point, really over the last 20 years, learning my faith and really wanting to teach others the faith as well, because I saw that as such a big hole in my own formation. So I just kind of felt like God pulling me to teach others. And so I've been involved in adult formation, teen formation, early childhood, middle school, you name it. I've been involved in it.
Wow.
From a lay perspective. So at the same time, being young, I started my own company in the printing industry that was still going today after 20 years. But as my, you know, desire to go out and conquer the business world kind of separated from my desire to learn the faith and spread the faith, you know, that became an issue for me a little bit. And I really was yearning for a way to kind of marry those two things back together, my business skills and my faith. And I had met Diocesan Publications about 20 years ago when we first started the business, because they were just starting to go from black and one color bulletins into four color bulletins. And so I was a consultant from the printing side.
Wow.
Met the family, became good friends. We had that bond of being Catholic that we always shared. And when just by chance, as I was out there kind of in social media trying to, you know, intentionally help inspire people along the faith, you know, evangelize on the internet and things like that, a friend of mine knew somebody here at Diocesan that was building this app. And knowing that I was kind of in that kind of digital, the digital continent trying to evangelize, he connected me with this other gentleman and said, you know, you guys need to connect because you're building this app and, you know, this is right up Mike's alley. And I took a look at the app. It was before it was released. And I'll never forget, I looked at this app and I was just amazed. I said, wow, this is something that I could get involved in. And I looked at the email address of the gentleman that sent it to me. And it happened to be a good friend of mine now here who works here. And the URL at the back of the email address said diocesan.com. And I almost dropped the phone. I couldn't believe that Diocesan was building this mobile app. So I placed a call to one of my friends here at the company and said, you know, we need to get together and talk. And as they say, the rest is history. So it's been a great ride. So I exited that other company, and now I've been working on the app here for 3 years.
Okay, so you had your own company, though, that you were involved with, and then when this opportunity came along to work with this application, you kind of dropped your net, so to speak, and went with this application.
That's correct, yeah.
So, wow, this is what an interesting story. So, in essence, this revert discovered that God might be calling him and all of his experience in order to make this application that we're talking about today into something that would be an important tool for God's use in not only evangelization, but catechizing the flock, so to speak.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm so blessed, as I know so many people can identify with that, but I'm so blessed because the people that built the app, you know, the app was basically released at the point that I came on board here. And it's just been such a blessing to experience the fruit of what they built, and a lot of prayerful hours of making sure that what we were building as a mobile app was something more than just an app for the sake of an app. You know, something that was really going to be faithful for the church and for the parishes, and especially for the parishioner. Anything we do in the app, we're always considering how is this going to impact the parishioner that's using this app. And so that drives a lot of what we do here. And again, the fruit of a lot of prayer. And I always joke that a lot of people did the labor, and I'm the one that's out there just out there reaping the rewards in some ways, because it's just a blessing to be working with the people that work at this company and also the product that they've brought out for the church.
Sounds a little like Paul in 1 Corinthians talking about other people may have built all this, but he's just one of the laborers who stands on those who actually did the planting and the fertilizing.
Mm-hmm.
So your experience then with this company grew out of a real devotion, and the reason why you're engaging this company now has a lot to do with your actual faith walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with this application, with this work that you're doing, how has that impacted your life? You've been with the company now just a couple of years. What has this done for you?
It's hard to put in words, I guess. It's been an amazing experience, to say the least. Just looking at the relationship with the Diocese of Orange, having the ability to go around the country and meet phenomenal people that work in parishes, that work at the diocese, just the people in the diocese itself. We were out at the celebration that was held down there at Christ Cathedral campus last year.
On the 40th anniversary, right.
Yeah, so we had a tent up there, and we were giving away T-shirts, and we gave away an iPad, and we were just kind of introducing, you know, people to My Parish App. And, it's one thing to go around and meet kind of the people that are in charge of a lot of things, but then when you meet the people on the street, you know, the people that are actually living out their faith every day, and all their, you know, all the kids that were there and the families, and people came out to do the run in the morning, and then there's a concert in the evening. You know, what an amazing celebration of our faith. And who gets to get out of bed every day, go to work, and experience those types of things? You know, that's been an amazing blessing for me. Of course, it's not always like that, right? You know, got to make sure that people don't think that we're just going around and going to concerts and parties, of course. But when you get to experience those types of things, the thread that comes out of that is somewhat this Catholic pride, almost, in a way. You get so excited for the church, and you get so hopeful for what the church is doing. And I think the app brings that to people, and it's so great to experience that.
Mike, when we come back, I want to make sure that we then get into how parishes can get into that app. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you from high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California, at Christ Cathedral, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. I'm Rick Howick, and with me today is Mike DiCasola, talking to you all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Mike is working with a group called Diocesan, which has been publishing the bulletins for different parishes for decades. Now, for the last couple of years, has had an app, and this parish app not only gives us some basic Catholic material, but makes it possible for the parish that you're in to communicate directly with you and with the entire parish, and the Diocese of Orange has signed up so that every parish is eligible to be able to take advantage of this. So, Mike, would you tell us a little bit more about what's so special about this application? Why is it that really that anybody who might be thinking about, well, maybe my parish should activate this or not, what's so special? Why would they want to do that?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they can stream Catholic radio right through the app. So I'm not sure if you guys are aware that you guys are in the app as well. So there's a button right on every app in the diocese. So they can tap on the button and it'll immediately start playing their Catholic radio station for them. So that's a feature that we set up in diocese where they have a strong partnership with the Catholic radio. And, sometimes I think it's, a lot of the radio stations are available on various apps out there. But again, trying to bring all of your Catholic content into one spot, you simply tap that button and tap play if you're in your car and you've got Catholic radio streaming right through your phone.
We like Catholic radio. I'm glad that it's on there. Good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So my kind of a personal story. My wife is a closet Catholic radio junkie up here in Michigan. So
God bless her. I'm so glad for her.
I don't like to admit that to everybody, but I think this is the right context to admit that. But
you've got support out there, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think some of the other features, when we talk about, we make this statement that the app has this mission to communicate with people where they're present and listening through a mobile app, but really to inspire them to live out their Catholic faith on a daily basis. And, we say that so often that it's well rehearsed, and I think sometimes it comes across as a pitch, those are the types of things that are easy to say, but then if you think deeply about that, well, what does that mean? How does that actually happen? Does it happen? Is it something we're just saying, or does it bear fruit? Right? You can tell. You can tell the value of a fruit or the value of a tree, excuse me, by its fruit. So, what kind of fruit are we bearing on trying to achieve that mission? And for me, when I hear the personal stories of people that are using some of the faith-building features of the app, that's what makes everything we're doing worth it. So, yes, a parish can sign up and send messages, push notifications out to their parishioners. Parishioners can reply back to the parish, or they can join small groups and get involved in conversations and those types of things. Those are all great features that would make a parish want to do this or, to really engage the app. But when we look at kind of the analytics of how people are using the app and where they're spending the most time in the app, that's the stuff that really makes it worth it, in my opinion.
Well, tell me a little bit about that then.
Yeah, so we can look at analytics over all the users. So right now we have about since the first of the year, so first half of the year, we have about 200,000 individual users that use the app across the United States.
Wow.
And when we look at that, like, breadth of data, we can say, well, where are they at in the app? What are they actually doing? So what we see is that when a parish sends a push notification, and it can be something inspirational, it can be something like a reminder, like you mentioned. Here, I know we're right around the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is a holy day of obligation, and that's a great time where people will set up a notification to go out in the app that says, hey, this is something that happens on a Tuesday this year. So on Monday, you send out a reminder. Don't forget there's a vigil mass, or if you're doing a morning and an evening mass on Tuesday, you might send something out in the middle of the day that says, hey, if you miss the morning mass, we still have a 5 p.m. mass tonight. Holy Day of Obligation, come celebrate Our Lady. Those are really effective things. What we see analytically...
Wow, that really is... I want to stop for just a moment because that really is an important thing. How many people who have, either for whatever reason, they weren't listening during mass or they suddenly realize it's crept up to them, oh my goodness, that's right, I was going to listen... When are the masses again for the Holy Day of Obligation? There it is. It comes up on your phone. It comes up on your application. That's so fantastic.
Yeah. I like to say, I stole this from somebody else at one point on a different topic, but, I like to remind people that, a well-meaning Catholic doesn't get out of bed every morning and say, today I want to be a mediocre Catholic. No one says stuff like that, right? Everybody has the best intentions is what that means. And so, if you're a family that goes to Mass every Sunday, there's a high likelihood that you're going to want to be at a Holy Day of Obligation. But, one of the challenges we have in today's culture is that we're just short on time. We're so busy. And with the best intentions, things slip away from us. We just forget. So having that little reminder, often people will say, well, I don't know if I want my parish to, or I don't know if my parishioners, we'll hear this from parishes, I don't know if my parishioners are going to want to get all these push notifications from me. trust me, what we've seen is they do want to get these notifications from you because this is an important piece in their life. You know, and they do want to find time to fit this in. You know, we often hear these stereotypes of people where they're, you know, well, they're not interested in the parish. You know, if they get there for the 1 hour a week, then they've checked the box and they're done. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing Catholics that understand that the church is the only place that has truth and hope today in this culture. And they want reminders of that. They want to be reminded to show up for a holy day of obligation.
Let me ask you an application question, because the only people that are going to sign up for this at a parish anyway are those who already have an interest in their Catholic faith beyond just being checkbox, most likely. So is there a way for those who do sign up for this to be able to pause it or stop it? Or without having to erase it?
Yeah, as far as like notifications and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, so the app is designed so that the user has control of everything. They can turn off the notifications. They can keep the app on their phone, but they can choose to opt out of all sorts of different things. That's pretty standard for most apps today, and they totally have the ability to do that. You do bring up a really good point, though, and that is that a lot of people who you would expect that a lot of people who download this app are people that are fairly engaged in their faith already, and that's true. We can look at the analytics and we'll see that, but again. You know, what we also see is we see people recommending the app to other people. One of the things that we see people recommending the app to other people who maybe don't go to Mass every weekend or aren't that engaged in their faith.
Right.
And mobile is one of those places where if we can get somebody to download the app and look at it, they typically are going to find something that's going to bring them back. But one of our analytics is return user rate. And we have a 97% return user rate in the app.
Okay, what does that mean and how do you figure that out?
Well, you figure it out through Google Analytics. So it's something that's fairly standard that basically tracks usage of the app. So it's all anonymous. They can track it by device number. So they look at a device and they say, this person downloaded the app, they opened it, but then have they opened it again? And if they never open it again, then they are not a return user. But if they open the app again a second time or a third time or a fourth time, they become a return user. So we have a 97% return user rate.
Okay.
So in app world, that number is kind of off the charts.
Wow.
Most apps today, people will download, they'll put it on their phone, they'll never open it again, they'll never use it again. So in the app world, you're always seeking something that they'll commonly refer to as stickiness. So they want the app to stay on the phone. A 97% return user rate means that you've got app stickiness. So what we find is when people download the app, they use the app, they return to the app over and over again.
Well, and I can just see that during certain seasons, for example, this would be very helpful. If you have your notifications on, the parish can remind you Thursday evening that there are wonderful ways to celebrate during the season of Lent. One of them is to avoid meat on Fridays, just a reminder. I mean, how many people wake up on their first Friday of Lent and not remember in the morning just before they've had their bacon with their breakfast? Here,
yep.
You've got a reminder right there. And
right.
Again, it's anonymous, but it's there for you, which is actually not a bad thing.
Yeah, and I mean, you can use it in so many different ways. You know, we always are striving to teach people that, you know, one of the ways that communication of the church is different than communication everywhere else. That we're called to inspire people, not just to send them information about things. So the reminders are great, but, you know, we love when we get a parish that sends out, you know, prayers. Hey, the parish staff is praying for everybody this morning. You know, send messages that don't have any information in them other than to inspire people, right? So that's part of what we're trying to coach people on. But interestingly, what we see, though, is that when parishes send at least two messages a month, people open the app and they use it. So any parish that sends at least two push notifications, that sends at least two push notifications a week, they have a very active app user community, if you will, at that parish. But when you look at the amount of time that those parishioners then spend in the app, they spend very little time in the actual messages feature of the app. Because you get a message, it pops up, it takes a few seconds to read it. But what we can tell is that after they open that message, they stay in the app for a much longer period of time. So when we look at where they're actually spending their time, they're spending their time, number one, in Mass readings. So they're reading the Bible every single day, Catholics. You know, that's That's an amazing thing that's happening, is the number of people that we have spending upwards of 2 minutes every time they open the app in the scripture readings for the mass for the day. The second area that they spend the most amount of time is in the prayer section of the app. And this has been something that's been an amazing blessing to witness. So in the prayer area of the app, we have all of the common prayers of the church, but you can also set a reminder to pray that prayer at any given time. And that's where you start seeing how an app is different from, let's say, a website or some other way that you can go find that prayer. If you want to pray the Memorare and you don't know how to pray it, you don't know the text, you can go look online and find the text from the Memorare, and it's going to come up, you know, you'll get 20 hits online that'll tell you how to pray it. But the difference is an app, when you set a reminder to pray that prayer at noon every day, now the app has the ability to actually affect your behavior. It can actually teach you to start a daily life of prayer. And the stories we hear about those types of things are just really amazing.
Wow, Mike, I want to thank you. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how we can make the most of this app. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you from beautiful Southern California at Garden Grove Christ Cathedral Campus, where it's been a beautiful week. And we have with us Mike DeCasola, who I understand Grand Rapids is doing fairly well right now, too. In about 3 more months, you're going to wish you were here, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's true.
But for right now, we're talking about the application that your company, Diocesan, has made available to the Diocese of Orange. And the Diocese of Orange has taken advantage of that by working out an agreement with you so that all of the parishes in the Diocese of Orange can have access to this app and can take ownership of it and personalize it. Otherwise, everyone can sign up for it, but unless their parish is actually engaging the app, they're only going to be able to take advantage of part of it, because the heart and soul behind this app is for the parish to push communication out to its people. So, Mike, tell us just briefly, if people want to, first of all, sign up for the app themselves, how they can, and then if you happen to be involved, if our listeners happen to be involved with the parish and they want the parish to take ownership of their portion of it, how they can get involved. There's two different things here.
Yeah, so anyone can download the app, and you can find your parish in a list once you have installed it on your phone. It's available for iOS devices, Apple devices, and all Android devices. And then if you want to maybe bounce around from parish to parish, you can change parishes and look at how different parishes are using the app. But the easiest way to download the app onto your mobile device is really to send a text message. So we have a text-to-join feature with the app. So what you do is you create a new message, and you send it to the number 88202. So you create a new message and you send it to 88202. And then the message that you send is just the word app, APP. And you send that off. You'll get a response text back to you after a few moments with a link. You tap on that link and it'll take you right to the App Store for your phone, whether it's Android or iOS, and it will help you download the My Parish app.
Okay, I've seen that type of thing happen before. I know there are schools that have something similar to that, vaguely anyway, where they'll have you do that kind of a sign-up. Say that process again for those of us who are not entirely computer literate.
Yeah, so you'll just send a text message from your phone, and you're going to send it to the number 88202, and then in the message itself, you just type the word app, A-P-P.
And then your company will send a reciprocated message that has the rest of the information for you to be able to link in and download.
Yep.
All right.
Just that simple.
All right. If they forgot the number, how else could they sign up for the app?
Well, you would just go to your app store on your phone, and you would search for My Parish, all one word. So MyParish, just My Parish, all one word. And you'll see My Parish app, Catholic Life Every Day, and you could just tap that and install that as well.
All right, so that would be for the individual who wants to be on this. What if you happen to be a parish administrator or a pastor and you're thinking as you're hearing this radio broadcast, gee, I would like to take advantage of that, and since the Diocese of Orange has made this available to me, I'm going to go ahead and get this started. How would they go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So hopefully the first thing that they'll think of is, wow, I remember this because hopefully we've gotten some information to them about this program.
I saw your TED.
Is gonna be
you,
as a reminder,
you've been there.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So but as you were saying, we're communicating several different ways.
Right. But basically, to get started, again, it's totally free of charge to the parish. We're going to end up sending the parish a complete launch kit with a banner stand and T-shirts, and we really encourage them to have a kind of a really fun download Sunday event to introduce the app at their parish to their parishioners. And again, all that comes free of charge. But they need to register with us so we can get the process started of getting them their admin account and all those things. So what they need to do is go to a website that we've created for the Diocese of Orange, and it's myparishapp.com/RCBO. So that's Roman Catholic, I'm going to get it wrong, Bishop of, is that what it is, of Orange? So it basically mimics the diocese's
website.
URL, their website. Yeah, so it's myparishapp.com/RCBO, and there you'll see a little video that talks about the program, and there's a place where you can basically fill out your parish's name, give us a contact person, submit that form, and then we take it from there. We reach out to the parish and get them started.
And you'll help them personalize their what comes up when the parishioners receive it can be personalized so the background looks like your church or whatever you want on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So customize the background. We'll customize a banner for you and get that shipped out. Take you through some really easy training videos that you can go through. So everything you need to launch the app and be successful, we'll walk you through at that point.
Now, this broadcast goes all the way from San Diego up through the Los Angeles County. So there's the Diocese of San Bernardino, of San Diego, Archdiocese of L.A. Are you involved with any of the other dioceses? And whether you are or you are not, could the other parishes be involved in this kind of a program?
We're not working directly with any of those dioceses. We had some conversations with a few of them.
Okay.
But if there is a parish representative that's listening in on this broadcast and would like to talk about getting the app for their parish, I'm sure we can work out a special arrangement for them. So, yeah, if they mention that they heard about this on the air, they can talk to us and we'll get them kind of a special program set up.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be set up necessarily through the diocese unless their particular diocese has as their own ground rules that. As far as your company is concerned, if a parish calls in, you'll give them the information how they can get started if they wanted to do it as well.
Yeah, I mean, any parish that calls us up, we're working with over 2,500 parishes across the country and actually some international at this point. So if a parish calls up today and wanted to use my parish app, there is a $199 startup fee, $199 startup fee, and a $49 a month fee for a parish. So the fact that the parishes in Orange are getting this for free is a big deal. It's, you know, it's a very generous offer that's being provided through this program. But if there's another parish out there that's not part of the program with Orange, we can definitely talk to them about getting them set up. And if they mention this program, we'll waive that $199 startup fee for them.
Wow, that's really cool. So anybody who's listening right now, anywhere from any of the other dioceses that might be listening or hearing, and I take it by podcast as well. We're going to bankrupt you, Mike.
But we'll honor that.
If anyone can talk their parish administrator into giving you a call, part of the deal will be you'll waive the startup fee, and you'll work with them just as an individual parish month to month.
Right.
That's fantastic. Mike, I want to thank you so very much, not only for spending your afternoon talking with us, but also for the ministry that you do. Your story was quite inspiring. And it's kind of funny because I'm actually a convert to the Catholic faith, and I got involved with it out of Presbyterian seminary. And I was hearing in your talking about how you rediscovered your faith, things that echo a little bit of where I come from a slightly different background. But it's one of those things that kind of goes with a number of people who are listening, where there's things that come along that allow us to suddenly take notice again of what our faith is all about. And what's so nice about this particular app that you're talking about, it gives you a daily way to be able to engage that without it having to be something that you are likely to forget. It can pop up if you set it to pop up. This sounds like there's so many ways for this to actually improve your faith life as a Catholic. I want to thank you for that, Mike. And I want to thank you for all that you have brought to the publishing industry for Catholics. It sounds like you and this company that you've gotten involved with have done a great deal. So once again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Mike, if you would be so kind as to lead us in a word of prayer, I would deeply appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father, thank you so much for the people of the West Coast, both Catholic and non-Catholic, all the faithful people that are within the broadcasting range of this station. Although some of us are out here in Michigan enjoying the summertime, we know that you like to send your sunshine and good weather on all those that are within the listening view here, whether they're Catholics or not. And so we ask you to send your blessing upon them, inspire them today to look for you and to turn towards you, and hopefully to spread that joy to others as well. So we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And you've been listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Mike DiCasola. Mike is with the company Diocesan. And Mike, the application we've been talking about, again, if people want to download that app, what's the information again for individuals doing that?
So you can either you can search on the App Store for your phone for the word My Parish, all one word. It's the My Parish app. Or you can send a text message. So you send that message to 88202 and then just include the word app, APP, in that text message, and you'll get a link back that will also help you to install the My Parish app on your phone.
So that number again is 88202 and just the word APP, and you'll send the information that they need. Mike, I want to thank you so very much for all that you have been able to do. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I want to again thank Mike DiCasola from Diocesan for being with us today. And we will see you again next week.
ChristFest 2017, a Christian music festival featuring Mac Powell from Third Day.
And I'll show you what love sees when love sees you.
Shane and Shane. Rush of Fools, and more. Saturday, September 9th at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Honoring Sir Bruno Serrato and feeding OC kids. ChristFest 2017. Presented by St. Joseph Health and Farmers and Merchants Bank. All info at ChristFestOC.com. See Mac Powell from Third Day. Shane and Shane. Rush of Fools. Ike Indolo. La Cervis. Jimmy Crabity and Adam Bitter. Saturday, September 9th at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Honoring Sir Bruno Serrato and feeding OC kids. Chef Bruno, what say you?
Please come. You come to see me on that event is like you help me to feed in a child.
Get your tickets and more info now at ChristFestOC.com. Win a trip to the Holy Land. Simply subscribe to Sunday delivery of OC Catholic and the OC Register, and you'll be automatically entered to win. No purchase necessary to enter. Travel to some of Christianity's most important sites. This inspirational tour is truly a vacation of a lifetime. All you have to do is subscribe to Sunday delivery of OC Catholic and the OC Register, and you'll automatically be entered to win. Visit OCCatholic-subscribe.com.